For this week's podcast on English.com, we're going to be looking at some news stories to do with animals. Richard, you're going to go first. I understand you have a story about a duck.
Yes. It's the duck hunting season in the US. And, well, anyway, this hunter, he went out, shot a duck, stuck it in his bag, took it home, put it in the fridge, and he thought, that's great, I'll have some duck pie. But anyway, I think it was in the fridge for a couple of days, and his wife goes into the fridge, opens the door, and the duck is still alive.
Oh, no.
Well, what I find quite strange is, okay, he wants to kill the duck, to eat it. He doesn't kill it then.
Oh, really?
They take it to the animal shelter.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, he takes it to the animal shelter, and apparently now it's fine.
But that's odd, because he deliberately wanted to kill it in the first place, and then when he saw the duck had survived, they decided not to kill it.
Well, I suppose he felt sorry for it. He thought it was a real hardy duck, so I think it's good news for everybody anyway.
I think it was his wife. When his wife saw that the duck was alive, she wouldn't let her husband kill it, maybe.
Perhaps. I don't know. Anyway, what's your story?
Yes, not to do with ducks, to do with dogs this time. Apparently, people, all those of you who are listening who want to lead a healthier life, the easiest thing to do, apparently, is to get a dog.
So what's so good about a dog? How is it healthier?
Well, there's two reasons for that. One is, of course, if you have a dog, you have to take it for walkies. And they say that, obviously, the owner is automatically getting exercise. You take your dog for half an hour walk.
Well, my mum has a dog and she doesn't take it for walkies.
Okay, but there's the second reason for owning the dog is that for older people, and I think this includes your mum here, if you have an animal, you're kind of interacting with the animal. You have some kind of social contact with it. And especially old people who are living on their own, they talk to the dog, and an animal can fulfill the need to be needed feeling that we all have.
Okay. Calms them down as well, does it?
Yes. And so it lowers the blood pressure, it lowers the cholesterol, and apparently dog owners suffer fewer minor ailments and serious medical problems.
Seems a bit strange to me. Is it just dogs? What about cats, rabbits?
Well, they've known for a long time that cats have been very good for people. Apparently when you stroke a cat, you get lower blood pressure. Although, interestingly, what happens is that cat gets lower blood pressure as well. It's a kind of a mutual thing here. But they've only just realised that actually dog owners lead even healthier lives than cat owners.
OK, you say taking dogs for walkies is very healthy for the person taking the walk and the dog, but not always. I read another story this week about a rather unfortunate dog.
Right, what happened to the dog?
Well, a man was taking it for his walk. I think it was on the edge of a cliff. And the stupid dog suddenly started running off towards some seagulls. Unfortunately, he didn't see that he'd run out of ground.
And was this at night or during the day?
It was during the day. The dog chased after these seagulls and basically jumped off the end of a 200-foot cliff.
Oh, dear, so it died.
No, the owner rushed to the end of the cliff, saw his dog falling down.
Yeah, and he watched it falling.
He watched it fall down, and he thought, oh, no. But anyway, of course, he rang the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guards came, and they abseiled down the cliff, found the dog, and it was absolutely fine.
No.
He said it was a little bit shaken, but no physical injuries whatsoever. So he was fine. However, I think the final thing in the story was the dog is never going to be off the lead again. So that was another happy ending.
Another lucky animal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a lucky dog and a plucky duck.
Yes, I suppose so. Thanks very much, Ducky.
Thanks, Richard.